Moncrief on News Talk.
What is it like to raise a baby rhino? Joining me to discuss, Liam McConville, senior ranger at Photo Wildlife Park, because there's much to celebrate. We have a new baby rhino, do we, Liam?
We do indeed, yeah. We have a brand new baby male Indian rhino calf, so we're all incredibly excited about the birth of him. So he's born 13th of July, so just over a month old now.
Okay, how significant is this birth for FODA and, I suppose, wider conservation efforts?
It's massive. I mean, it kind of really proves to us that what we're doing with the animals is right, because they're feeling comfortable enough to breed with us, or in the park rather. But as a whole for the species, you know, at one point in the 1900s, these were down to about 200 individuals in the wild. Now they're up to about 4,000. So it really is massive to be able to kind of help with those animals and make sure we have the captive population to safeguard for any kind of issues if they come down the line.
So this calf is from Maya and Jamil. How was Maya's pregnancy? How did she get on?
God love her, it was a long pregnancy. So typically rhinos are pregnant for anywhere from 15 to 17 months.
Oh, so gosh.
She got to 16 months and that was when she calved down. So usually about a month out, you start to see them get really uncomfortable. And, you know, we tried to make sure she had plenty of areas that she could wallow and swim in just to help take pressure off her. And she did a great job, but it was a long pregnancy for her.
I'd love an area to wallow. Maybe I should come to FODA. What have these first few days been like for the baby? You're saying born July 13th. So what do those first few weeks look like for baby and parents?
Certainly the first few days were incredibly hands off. So we try and keep things as natural as possible. So, you know, we want to let mum and baby bond. So we try and keep a bit of a distance, but we'll obviously keep an eye on things. We try and make sure that mum is kept as calm as possible. And realistically, we're just trying to manage the environment and make sure the habitats are nice and safe for the baby, because a lot of things are scaled up for the adults, but then we need to kind of keep an eye on things with the baby as well. So make sure that the area is nice and safe for the calf before it does eventually go out.
What is baby eating at the minute? What's a baby rhino's diet like?
It's all milk at the moment. So mum is the main provider and will be for the next couple of months. But what we tend to see is as baby gets a bit bigger and a bit stronger, it'll start to nibble on whatever mum's eating. Really just imitate it, but eventually then we'll start to actually take it in. So whether it be hay or browse that we feed her, he'll start picking away at that and then kind of get a taste for it. And then as she starts to wean him off, he'll move on to more solid food.
It's so interesting that they start walking straight away at birth, that it's just so second nature to them.
Absolutely. I mean, they are literally on their feet within half an hour. And I mean, over the course of a week, you'll see them really get so much stronger to the point where they're flying around the place. And it's really, really nice to see. And especially with the baby, like Maya's almost trying to guide him into different areas just to stop him from running laps around her. So it's always really funny to see her try and kind of move him around the habitats.
There's a bit of a baby boom happening at FODA at the minute, is it? Because it's not just the rhinos, they're all at it.
No, we've had a massive amount of babies born. So we've got a brand new Nubian giraffe. We've had a pair of bison calves born. We've also had Asiatic lions and Sumatran tigers as well. So there's been a huge amount of success over the summer. Delighted for it.
So you're looking for a name for this new little fella. What criteria should people be considering and looking at when they're submitting their names?
So what we'd like to do is have the name reflect the species, native rangers and cultural heritage. So these animals are native to northern India and southern Nepal. So we'd love to have a kind of name that is synonymous with those areas. And if people are interested in putting a name in, they can visit the Serengeti shop, which is the shop at the top of the park. And a lucky winner could potentially receive an annual pass.
Have you had many names in so far?
I'm not actually too sure. I haven't had a look up there yet, but I'll pop in after this and see what names you've gotten.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Are they lazy animals? I feel like I have this, you know, when you think of like other kind of mammals of that type, but I feel like rhinos are always running around, aren't they? I know it's a bit early for this poor little fella, but is that what we can expect from a grown-up rhino?
From a grown-up rhino, they can be a little bit more reserved. It really depends on what mood they're in. So certainly when the weather's as nice as it is, they'll be out swimming and kind of lazing around, and you might find that they alter their feeding pattern based off the weather. But these guys would be have a similar digestive system to horses, so they're eating lots of large quantities of hay and grasses and that sort of stuff. But yeah, we try and kind of enrich them as much as possible and give them lots of opportunities to express themselves. So they might get their hay offered to them in different ways so that it slows the feeding down and kind of encourages more natural behaviours.
Okay, well, there you go. Liam McConville, Senior Ranger at Fota Wildlife Park. Thank you for joining us to talk about the new baby rhino at Fota. If you do want to submit your names, you can do so at the park on site. The Serengeti Shop, I believe, is what Liam said.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.